now time to sing praises of famous dragons. Before we sing it, however, I have to tell you a little story. A long time ago, in a far-off land, by the sea, there lived Newsweek magazine. And one day I looked in Newsweek magazine and I saw, to my horror and surprise, that the song Puff the Magic Dragon was, according to them, about drugs. Having been a writer of the song, I found it a little odd, for there had been no intention in my mind of its having that meaning, but there it was. It said that Puff meant inhale. The magic dragon meant also inhale. Clearly they said it was about drugs. Lived by the sea, see, they said, referred to cocaine. I watched Sesame Street 2. A is for apple, B is for ball, and C is for cocaine. Little Jackie Paper. That, they said, is a clever, covert reference to paper. Loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Strings and sealing wax, they said, are the paraphernalia of junkies. That is sloppy research. College youth caught with 40 pounds of sealing wax, judge intractable. Well, I was dismayed. I'd written the song, a friend of mine, and I thought I knew what I was writing about. But there it was in black and white, and having grown up to believe what I read in magazines and newspapers, I decided that they, in fact, had to be right. It was about drugs, I decided. And then I looked at the other songs that I'd written very carefully. I reported on myself. They were also about drugs. And then I began to examine other songs and I found out, to my chagrin, and I must share this with you now, and I'm sure you will understand. Oh, say, can you see? See refers to cocaine as it does. By the dawn's early light, the time at which junkies are known to shoot up. What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, what we reaffirmed the last time we got high, twilight's last time, whose broad stripes referring to prison uniforms and the ever-present possibility of incarceration. Bright stars, the shields worn by the narcotic squad with the perilous fight to get it across the border from Mexico. Or the ramparts we watched so gallantly streaming, the rocket's red glare, and the bombs bursting in air. Gave proof that you can wreck anything with that kind of idiotic analysis, and Puff is not about that.